Hi, I'm Daryl Bailey, Service for Christ. As we get ready to get into the wonderful Word of God, the battle within, Civil War. Here, we see a movie that came out today, April the 13th, 2024, about Civil War. In the midst of a fractured America, torn apart by political strife and corporate greed, the film Civil War presents a vision of a nation in turmoil. Rebel factions fight for control. Journalists race against time to uncover the truth. Echoes of timeless struggles resonate the battle within. But in this movie, that's a fictional Civil War and a timeless story of an inner conflict portrayed throughout America. We're going to try to tie this in with the Bible and also with the book of Micah. Take your Bibles to Micah chapter 7. In the shadow of a fractured nation, we're torn asunder by political discord and distrust. The battle within takes on a new significance. The fabric of society unravels and divisions deepen. Americans find themselves not only with external threats, but also with internal struggles of faith, integrity, and self-doubt. Drawing from the prophet Micah and the echoes of ancient battles, we confront the harsh reality of a future where trust in government wanes and the true battle lies within. Again, I'm Daryl Bailey, Service for Christ. Here we talk to you about the battle within. And I'm glad that deals with distrust and disillusionment. The prophet Micah speaks to a time of deep distrust and disillusionment where even the closest relationships are marred by betrayal and deceit. In a nation torn apart by political strife and corruption, the trust that was once placed in government officials has eroded, leaving Americans questioning the very foundations of democracy. And as divisions deepen, and as skepticism spreads, the battle within each individual intensifies as they struggle to reconcile their beliefs with the harsh realities of their surroundings. Listen, take your Bibles with me over to Micah chapter 7. Micah chapter 7. Here, when we look at today, we're looking at a time that reminds us, when we see a fictional movie of the Civil War, that America was torn apart by these things that happened to our nation. And I know that 240 years ago, we as Americans broke from the British rule to have the democracy that we have today. 159 years ago, from 1861 to 1865, the war between the nations of the Civil War, the Union of the North and the Confederacy of the South over issues of slavery and states tore this nation apart. And we know 106 years ago, the First World War ended. 79 years ago, World War II. 71 years ago, Korean War. And 1953. 49 years ago with the Vietnam War concluding, amen, and knowing that out of all of the battles from time in America, 33 years ago, the Gulf War, the Afghanistan War has still been going on since 2001, the Iraqi War 13 years ago, but all of these spanning from the American Revolution to the present day engagements represents the nation's ongoing commitment to defending freedom and democracy at home and abroad. And then we begin to see a movie that we cannot see anyone as the hero because the Americans have divided themselves. And the question that is going to be asked in the movie, even though that I haven't saw the movie, what kind of American are you? Huh? We're American. How are we divided? We are today. We're divided on so many issues. We're divided by the White House. We're divided by the political parties. We're divided by people today want to divide us by race, sex, and color. They want to divide us so much, the enemy has teared our marriages across America apart. And yet, when you take your Bible over to Micah chapter 7, we look at the comparison from the battle within, civil war, of this movie to the battle that everyone is fighting, not only back in the Bible days of the Old Testament, but we also see a time that it looks like America today, and it looks like the future. Whether the movie's fictional or not, it is a movie that will scare you to death when you think of all of the future things that could happen, because people are hungry for power. We saw that during COVID. We saw things that took place that could not be explained. And that is the sign of people not wanting to relinquish that power. And so, in the book of Micah, Micah chapter 7, verse 4, the Bible says, "The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn edge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity." He says, "Trust ye not in a friend? Put ye not confidence in a guide? Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom." Verse 6, "For the son dishonoreth the father. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house." And lastly, verse 7, "Therefore, I will look unto the Lord, and I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Let us pray. Lord, thank you for saving us by your marvelous grace. We know that we're nobody, but ever since we got saved, people may think we're a nobody, but we're a somebody. We're in the family of God. And Lord, I pray, with all of the complexities of human conflict and the struggles within, we seek your divine guidance and wisdom. We have no fear of the future. We have no fear of all the fictional things that will come out, because we know our Lord and Savior. And from the struggles within, we seek your divine guidance and wisdom. May the words that we share be a source of reflection and insight, drawing upon the timeless truths of Scripture to eliminate the path ahead. Grant us clarity of thought and purity of heart as we explore this message, the battle within, civil war. Father, touch the many, and I pray that you'll reach those that have yet to make a decision for who they're going to spend the rest of their lives with in eternity forever and ever and ever. Lord, I pray they'll listen to the message. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We're in the shadow of a fractured nation, torn asunder by political discord and distrust. And I tell you, as the fabric of our society unravels and divisions begin to deepen, all of us Americans find ourselves grappling not only with external threats, but also the inner struggles of our faith. And so, we draw from the prophet Micah and what Micah is wanting to tell us and what he's talking about. He speaks to a time of deep distrust and disillusionment where even the closest relationships are marred by betrayal and deceit. In a nation torn apart by political strife and corruption, and the trust that was once placed in the government officials has eroded so bad, leaving Americans questioning the very foundation of democracy. And as divisions deepen, skepticism spreads. The battle within each individual intensifies as they struggle to reconcile their beliefs with the harsh realities of their surroundings. That's the type of world that we're in today, because Micah was echoing some of the ancient struggles from the Word of God. From the annals of history, we find the echoes of all the struggles of the Old Testament, the story of Moses and the battle against the Amalekites. We look back in the Bible, even as in the book of Micah, and we look back in our past, in our present, in our future, as Moses lifted up his hands in prayer, seeking divine intervention amidst the chaos of battle. So too, Americans today turn to their faith for strength and guidance in the face of uncertainty. And yet, like the Israelites of old, we also must confront the internal conflicts that threaten and undermine our unity and our resolve. And so, as we look at the world out there today, in the midst of a fractured America, we see the struggle that is taking place today. And I tell you, when we look, first of all, when we see this, we see the desolate state of society. In Micah chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, we see in verse 1 a cry of lamentation. Micah begins with a heartfelt lament, describing the desolation of society. And just as the summer fruits are gathered and yet there's nothing left, so is the spiritual barrenness of the people. We see the moral decay and injustice in verses 2 and 3 of Micah chapter 7. The prophet mourns the absence of righteousness and integrity among men. Evil pervades every aspect of society, and even leaders and judges seeking personal gain and perpetrating injustice. The betrayal and division that is talked about in verses 5 and 6 that we read. Trust is shattered as betrayal runs rampant. Even within the closest relationships, families are torn apart. Loyalty is replaced by enmity. And so, we see the desolate state of society in verses 1 through 6. In verses 7 through 10, there is hope in God's salvation because there's confidence in God's deliverance. He tells us that I read in verse 7, he said, therefore I will look unto the Lord and I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. I'm glad. He goes on in verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. And I'm glad that despite all of this, Micah declares his trust in the Lord and he waits for his salvation. In the darkest moments, God remains a beacon of light, offering hope and restoration. We see the confidence in God's deliverance, but also the assurance of God's justice, because in verses 9 and 10, Micah acknowledges his sin, accepts God's discipline, confident that God will vindicate him, and the enemies that taunt and oppressed will ultimately be put to shame as God executes his judgment. And so, we see the desolate state of society in verses 1 through 6. The hope in God's salvation in verses 7 through 10. And then lastly, in verses 11 through 20, we see the promise of restoration and mercy. Because God always gives us what we need. In verses 11 and 12 of Micah 7, the rebuilding of the walls. Despite the desolation, Micah prophesies a day when walls will be rebuilt and the land restored. God's promise extends beyond present suffering to a future of a renewal and abundance. And not only the rebuilding of walls, but God's compassion and mercy in verses 18, 19, and 20. Micah extols the unmatched character of God who pardons iniquity and delights in mercy. God's compassion will lead to the subduing of iniquities and the casting away of sins, fulfilling his promises to his people. And so in the midst of desolation and moral decay, we find hope not in the circumstances around us, listen, but in the character of an unchanging God. Just as Micah looked forward to God's salvation and restoration, so can we cling to the promise of God's mercy and faithfulness. Let us therefore anchor our hope in God that pardons iniquity, restores the broken, fulfills his promises to his people, praise God. And so, when we look and realize how can we overcome this battle within, this civil war that through the fictional movie that could possibly threaten America, we got to do some cleaning, some house. We got to clean out some things that's going on in the world today. We've got to promote unity and address the social economic disparities that are happening throughout the world and be able to strengthen our democratic institutions, to regulate corporate power. You've got corporations that are so powerful that they're more powerful than the government. We've got to be able to promote media literacy to combat the misinformation, to promote the correct encouragement of journalism and fact-checking, to check out the stories, because everything you hear is not true. Invest in conflict resolution. And I'm glad that when we look across from our spiritual and biblical perspective, I'm glad that even though in the Old Testament of the book of Micah, we're taught to love thy neighbor, because the foundation of our spiritual teaching, including Christianity, is the commandment to love one another, emphasizing compassion, understanding all of the different viewpoints and the bridges that divides and promotes unity. Seek justice and mercy, amen. Encourage leaders and individuals. You got leaders in there that ain't done nothing, ain't worth nothing, get them out. Because leaders are the reason for civil war. When you got the wrong leader, when you got the wrong leadership, you're going to have problems. You need to practice humility. I'm glad that acknowledge our own limitations and biases and fallibilities, amen. Promote reconciliation of our differences and heal our divisions. Involve seeking forgiveness, extending grace, acting towards understanding those from opposing views. Pray for wisdom and guidance from individuals and communities that we pray together with discernment and guidance in navigating challenging times, seeking divine guidance, provide strength and character in the face of uncertainty and conflict. Most of all, we need to be peacemakers. Encourage individuals to actively work towards peace and reconciliation. There's a big difference between that and a one world government. Listen, you know what? We're not communists. We're not socialists. We're a democracy. We operate on democracy. We have to work for a living. It ain't a handout to everybody, but it's a hand up. We focus on the common values, amen, and principles as human beings, regardless of the political and ideological differences. We focus on our goals and aspirations, amen, and find common groundwork towards harmonizing society. We lead by example, amen, demonstrating integrity and commitment to serving others, modeling our behavior, inspire others to follow and contribute the peaceful and compassionate society. Trust in God's providence, amen. Trust in God's provision and sovereignty in the midst of uncertainty and conflict, and the higher purpose and ultimate justice that he can provide. Remember the golden rule that individuals and others be treated, the principle of the golden rule by spiritual tradition, practicing kindness, respect, empathy toward others, and more harmonious, loving society, that we come together in our spiritual and biblical approach to addressing the divisions and the conflicts with love and justice, humility, reconciliation, and trust in divine guidance, amen. That will bring the healing, but I'm going to tell you, it'll take everything that Micah said that it will take, that he says in the Word of God, that when we last, he says in verse 19, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. In verse 20, thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. What is he saying? He's telling every one of us that you'll be merciful to us once again. You will trample our sins underfoot and send them to the bottom of the sea. And you'll show your faithfulness and constant love to your people, the descendants of Abraham and of Jacob, as you promised our ancestors long ago. And so, when we look at the conclusion of society, when every one of us, as we go through the things of life, while the concept of a one-world government remains speculative, the challenges posed by all the environmental and the climate changes and all of the other things that are being addressed in the world today, the evidence of global warming, of all the other things that are taking place in the world today, the changes that have happened, of all of the political polarization where America finds itself ensnared in the grips of political polarization and divides us, runs deep The battle within begins to form heated debates, cultural clashes, and erosion of trust in all of the institutions that are around throughout the world. As I close out, in the end, the battle within is a story of resilience, perseverance, and the spirit of the American people. And it's a reminder that despite our differences and our flaws, we're bound together by a common destiny, shared commitments to the ideals of liberty and justice. As we confront the challenges of the past, the present, and the future, we draw strength from our collective heritage, our works toward the future, where the battle within is finally laid to rest. Because Micah said that we can trust the world, even through the deterioration of society. Even when we look and we realize in the world today, that's what's happening. As we see Micah's story of how society was back in the days of the Bible, amen, and how that things begin to transpire and destroy everything about us, amen. We look and we begin to realize that as it talks about not only the deterioration of society and the hope in God's salvation and the promise of restoration and mercy, that we can come together and ask God to help us with the battle within, with whatever civil war that's destroying your marriage, your job, your family. You need to get back to the old-fashioned God, the Word of God, and let Him deal with these problems of division and discord, corruption and betrayal, and all that has happened with the conflicts, because we need redemption and restoration in the midst of the darkness and despair. Remains hope for redemption and restoration. We too can, America, overcome its challenges and have a brighter future through the principles of liberty and justice. The battle within can be won, and the nation can fulfill its promise as a beacon of freedom and democracy. Father, thank you. Let us remember the promise of Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. May we find peace in the midst of turmoil, and may we find our trust in God to guide us through the darkest of times. Despite our differences and flaws, may we be bound together by common destiny of the Word of God and a loving Heavenly Father that we make a commitment to, that has given us everything of our heritage, of our future, the fight, the battle within, that can be finally laid to rest. All of this that we pray in God's mighty name.